But first, I'd like to spend some time admiring my pet. People own paintings, works of art, and they put them up on the wall, but how often do they just sit back and enjoy them, taking in every detail? And that's what I want from you right now. I'd like you to slowly disrobe for me while I sit on the edge of the bed, observing every movement, every inch. I want you to leave nothing but your heels. And then I'll give one-word commands. I expect no sound from you. Just instant and obedience. Turn, I say. You'll slowly turn around. Present your tits to me. You'll lift them with your hands, showing them proudly. Turn and bend, bending over, legs straight. Showing me your ass. Open. Legs opened. Stroke. Your fingers. Stroking your pussy. Spread your lips for me. Opening your pussy using two fingers. And I stand, running my hands over you very softly. You standing straight up, chin high, arms behind your back, please. I'd like to stand right behind you, so you can feel my breath on your neck. And reach around, grabbing your tits, gently at first, then squeezing. Touching the nipples, again, lightly at first, then a bit harder, rolling them between my thumb and index finger, slowly moving my hand down your stomach, just the fingertips, painfully slow. Fingers circling your belly button. Lower and lower across your abdomen. Inching my way. Inching my way to that pussy. That pussy that loves to be fingered. And that pussy that's aching. Slowly down. One finger sliding across your clit, separating those moist lips, and then hooking and slowly pulling up inside you. My pet is wet already. But I mustn't get ahead of myself. Bringing my moist finger up to your mouth, I allow you to suck your juices off. My pet so dearly loves when I put things in her mouth. A finger, a thumb, a cock. You can touch, I say. And your hands behind your back. Feel my hard cock behind you. Squeezing me through my pants. That's enough. My hands continue running down your arms, under your thighs. I bend down so I can stroke all the way down to your feet on the outside of your legs. Then run my hands on the inside and slide back up, stopping just below your pussy, waiting there, not saying a word. I feel you tremble, waiting for my fingers to slide into you. But no, not right now, my pet. Now it's time for the main event. I have a very large collection of silk neckties. I rarely wear ties anymore. Just a few times a year. But I never get rid of any of my old ones. Even those that are out of style that I wouldn't wear anymore. Because they have such a wonderful secondary use. And they're so perfect for binding a lovely pet like you. Cold and smooth to the touch, and yet strong. And they add a nice, colorful accent against your skin. So tonight, you get a tie on each wrist. Spread wide to the headboard. I always have a bend with a correct, proper headboard and footboard. None of those padded ones are just flat wood. Always has to be a design that's conducive to tying things to it. Spread out now. I'm gonna leave your ankles free. I'm gonna need you to have some flexibility there. But tonight, since you've been such a good pet, I'm going to use one of my favorite positions, something to reward you. I strip slowly. This time, letting my pet being the one who observes. My cock already rock hard. The tip already glistening. I too get wet, my pet. In fact, I think you should probably clean this up a bit and straddle you, pulling your head up, run the head of my cock around your face, keeping it just on the tip of your lips. Open, my pet. And then slowly feeding it to you. Takes all my willpower to not simply thrust into your waiting mouth. But now I like that sensation, that slow sensation as well. Holding the back of your head with both hands. That's a good pet. Then pulling it out. So just the mushroom head is inside your mouth. Swirl, my pet. I love the way it feels when you run your tongue around and around in circles. And that shiny, slick head. But that's enough for now. Now it's time for your reward. I'm actually going to slide myself underneath you. And this is one of my favorite positions. Your body laying on top of mine. My hands free to play with any part of you that I like. My cock sliding up between your legs, resting against your pussy for now. My hands playing with your tits, my mouth right next to your ear. I could lick your ear. I could breathe into it. I can whisper, my pet, you're going to come hard for me tonight. And I'm going to come hard for you. I'm running my hands down. Gently rubbing. Sliding into that wet pussy. One finger. Two fingers. So hot. I like the way you move, moving your hips, trying to get more, deeper. Patience, my pet. One hand going back and forth, squeezing, pinching, giving those nipples all the attention they deserve. You've been such a good pet. So patient. Begging. Waiting. Its fingers out of your pussy now. Moving my hips so my cock saws up and down. Sliding. Nestled in between those swollen wet lips. Starting to glisten now from your juices. Mixing with that pre-cum. What do you want, my pet? Ask me. Beg me. You have permission to speak. And you say those wonderful words. Please fuck me, master. Reaching down, taking my cock in my hand. I have to arch my hips back a bit. And slowly working the head of my cock into your pussy. Into that wet, boiling, aching pussy. Pushing now, deeper. Hearing that gasp from your lips. All the way in. Now, pumping so slowly in and out. At the same time, my hands free. One of them rubbing your clit. The other still working on your tits. That's it, my pet. Get the rhythm with me. Your hips moving, wanting more and more. I have to be careful with you, though. I know you can come so fast if I let you. But I know what's best for you, my pet. I know what's best. Not yet. No, not yet. I slide my cock out of your pussy. And stop touching your clit. Oh, I love hearing that little whimper. What is it, my pet? Do you want to come? Do you want to give your orgasm to me? Very soon. Very soon. I'm going to give you one extra reward. I'm going to allow you to play with my cock. To feel it throbbing in your hand. I'm going to allow you to squeeze my balls. I untie you. I always make sure I tie special knots where it only takes one tug on the loose end to to release them. Say yes, my pet. Now you can reach down while both of my hands continue squeezing, making those nipples even harder. I want you to take my cock and put it into your pussy. You have my permission. You have my permission to use my cock for your own pleasure. Back inside. I know you want it harder and faster. But that slow, rhythmic motion drives you crazy. Slowly, slowly increasing the tempo. I like when you reach down, squeezing my balls. Your other hand. Yes, my pet. You can rub your clit. You have my permission. Oh, that's it. Tell me, my pet. Tell me what you want. Fuck me harder. Harder, deeper, faster. I want you to come hard for me, my pet. I want you to give me that orgasm you've been saving. I want all that tension to come out of you. I want to feel you shudder. I want to feel you gush. I want to hear you scream. I want your body trembling. I want all of you, my pet. Your mind, your body, your soul, everything. Pumping harder now. Up off the bend. Can hear it. Hear that wet pussy. Feel that cock going all the way in, all the way out, pounding harder, harder, faster, faster. Oh, yes. That's in my pet. Not yet. You still need permission. I'm gonna give you permission only when I'm ready to come as well. Hold on, my pet. Hold on. Oh, yes. Yes, keep squeezing my balls, my pet. You can feel that tension. Feel how close I am. Wait. Wait. Oh, God, I love that desperate please, 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 please. Oh, in 5 seconds, my pet. In 4, 3, 2. Inside you. Pumping. Pumping. Oh, keep squeezing my pulse. Oh, suck the cum from my cock. Oh, that's it. God, mixing. Oh, that huge load of cum with your wet, wet pussy. Very good, my pet. Very, very good.